2 Chronicles 26. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king to succeed his father Amaziah. He rebuilt Eloth and restored it to Judah, after the king slept with his ancestors. Uzziah was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done. He set himself to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. He went out and made war against the Philistines, and broke down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabna, and the wall of Ashdod. He built cities in the territory of Ashdod and elsewhere among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabs who lived in Gerbaal, and against the Meunites. The Ammonites paid tribute to Uzziah, and his fame spread even to the border of Egypt, for he became very strong. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the angle, and fortified them. He built towers in the wilderness, and hewed out many cisterns, for he had large herds, both in Shephelah and in the plain. And he had farmers and vine dressers in the hills and in the fertile lands, for he loved the soil. Moreover, Uzziah had an army of soldiers fit for war in divisions according to the numbers in the muster made by the secretary Jeiel and the officer Maaseiah, under the direction of Hananiah, one of the king's commanders. The whole number of the heads of ancestral houses of mighty warriors was 2,600. Under their command was an army of 307,500, who could make war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. Uzziah provided for all the army the shields, spears, helmets, coats of mail, bows, and stones for slinging. In Jerusalem he set up machines, invented by skilled workers on the towers and the corners, for shooting arrows and large stones. And his fame spread far, for he was marvelously helped until he became strong. But when he had become strong, he grew proud to his destruction. For he was false to the Lord his God, and entered the temple of the Lord to make offering on the altar of incense. But the priest Azariah went in after him, with 80 priests of the Lord who were men of valor. They withstood King Uzziah and said to him,
"It is not for you, Uzziah, to make offering to the Lord, but for the priests, the descendants of Aaron, who are consecrated to make offering. Go out of the sanctuary, for you have done wrong, and it will bring you no honor from the Lord God."
Then Uzziah was angry. Now he had a censer in his hand to make offering, and when he became angry with the priests, a leprous disease broke out on his forehead, in the presence of the priests in the house of the Lord, by the altar of incense. When the chief priest Azariah and all the priests looked at him, he was leprous in his forehead. They hurried him out, and he himself hurried to get out, because the Lord had struck him. King Uzziah was leprous to the day of his death, and being leprous lived in a separate house, for he was excluded from the house of the Lord. His son Jotham was in charge of the palace of the king, governing the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, from first to last, the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, wrote. Uzziah slept with his ancestors. They buried him near his ancestors in the burial field that belonged to the kings, for they said,
"He is leprous."
His son Jotham succeeded him.